It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Last week was the second self-imposed deadline for the Iowa legislature to get bills through committee. That means basically if they didn't clear committee on Friday, they're dead for the year. With me, as she is most Monday mornings, to discuss issues at the State House is Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell. Good morning.
Hello, Clay.
One item many parents in the state were watching was when schools would start in the fall. Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall had shelved the school start date bill, but last week he sent it to the governor. When will schools start, Joyce, and what was the holdup?
Well, under the bill that the governor says he will sign, schools will start no earlier than the week in which August 23rd falls, and that's to better accommodate the tourism industry. That's a Sunday this year, so for this fall it will be August 24th. As you know, earlier the Senate had voted to let schools start whenever they want, but a number of Republicans who voted for that in the end voted for August 23rd as the date. So that's what passed in the end. The holdup was that Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall was taken by surprise by that vote, and so he used a procedural move to delay sending it down to the governor. He was especially unhappy that the bill allows year-round school only for the elementary grades. But in the end, he lifted his motion and cleared the way for the governor's signature. It was clear all along that the governor was not going to sign on to letting school districts start whenever they want.
Okay, well, we'll stick with education here. Republicans in the House and Democrats in the Senate still seem to be pretty far apart on education funding. Where do these talks stand?
Well, last week, the Democrats compromised with a lower spending level for K-12 schools to get them closer to the Republicans' position. But that wasn't enough to satisfy Republicans, so it remains unresolved. Schools are supposed to certify their budgets by April 15th. So I asked leaders of both parties if they were going to make that deadline. The Senate Majority Leader said, I don't know. And the House Speaker said, I hope so. But it's unresolved.
Okay. So onto these self-imposed deadlines that came last week. What were some of the other noteworthy bills to make it out of the so-called funnel?
Well, probably most significantly, the bill that would make permits to carry weapons confidential and other changes that are sought by gun rights advocates. An earlier version of the bill would have eliminated the required permit to acquire a handgun. And that would have eliminated the 3-day waiting period and some background checks. That was very controversial. The Senate, no way, is going to sign on to that. So a House committee last week took that out in time to meet last week's funnel deadline. And that bill is likely to pass the full House now, but passage in the Iowa Senate is for sure not a done deal.
All right. So how did the governor's initiatives fare coming out of last week? His broadband internet bill, his crackdown on bullying, where are these going?
Well, I asked the governor's spokesman to comment on what lived and died in the funnel, and those were the two bills the governor said he's pleased are still alive. Among other initiatives, as you know, a big priority for the governor is more money for infrastructure spending. He's already signed a gas tax. That's done. And also, in the governor's agenda for the year, he mentions that the DOT is concerned about distracted driving and wants to make texting while driving a primary offense. That means something that you can actually get pulled over for. And that bill did survive the funnel.
Okay, so what about some of the bills that died, that did not survive the funnel?
Well, we've reported on bills that were introduced in part to address the disproportionate number of minorities in Iowa's prison system. One of those was a bill to expunge criminal records after a charge is dismissed that many say disproportionately affects minorities. That one did make the funnel. But two bills to scale back penalties for marijuana offenses did not. One of those died in the first funnel, and the other one died last week.
Okay, so another issue that has been kind of a surprise, these mental health institutes in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant that the governor had ordered to be shut down, there's a bill to delay the closings that cleared funnel last week.
That's right, and that was a Democratic initiative from the Senate. But the governor's plan also has Republican opposition in the House, and that's not only from the lawmaker from Mount Pleasant. So that bill to delay the closings is still alive.
Okay, so today at noon, another Monday staple. It's our legislative day on River to River. What will be discussed on the show today, Joyce?
Well, we're going to talk about the Uber bill that failed to pass the funnel. That's a bill that would have mandated what kind of requirements cities can have for the alternative internet-based internet-based transportation companies such as Uber. We'll also be talking with a clerk for one of the House members who was personally affected by a Peeping Tom case in Iowa City. A bill was introduced to make it easier to prosecute violation of privacy cases. And we'll also be talking with State Senator Kevin Kinney. He's a retired investigator from the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. He was the principal investigator in the child kidnapping and murder of Jetsetta Gage back in 2005. He'll talk about a bill dealing with confidential communications between counselors and investigators of serious crimes.
All right, Joyce, we'll look forward to that today at noon. Thanks so much.
Okay.